Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nem Vav Amud Aleph, at the top of the page, with the word Bon Koimi. Bon Koimi, Rabbi Yavohu, Abal Isha V'yalda Bas V'chazor V'alea, they should say V'yalda Bas V'chazor V'alea, Chai V'alea Mishum Isha Uvita Uvas Vita. The question was asked to Rabbi Yavohu, one who had relations with a woman and she gave birth to a daughter, and he had relations with the daughter, and then that daughter gave birth to another daughter and he had relations with her. Is he liable for her for Isha and Bita Ubas Bita? Amalain Sheira Heina Zimahi Kulhem Mashum Zima. Rabbi Yavohu answered, the Pasuk says Sheira Heina Zimahi, they are all due to Zima, means he's liable only once. Now, since the Mepharshim say that the Gemara was printed out of order, there's a piece from the end of the previous Omer, Daf Mem Heim and Beis, starting with the words Bubhagai by Koim of Yosi, and to the end of that Omer that now needs to be inserted, and we're going to explain that now. So it's 8 lines up from the end of Mem Heim and Beis. Reb Chagai by Koim of Yosi, Lameli and Amrin, Bitra Leisagale, Bath Bitra Leisikach. That's the correct gear. So Reb Chagai asked Rabbi Yosi, why don't we say that he's liable twice because there are two Lavim, Bitra Leisagale and Bath Bitra Leisikach? Amalei ila habekziv erus isha uvas bita leisegale v'an amrin bitra leisegale v'as bitra leisegale shnei lavim v'koreth echad lavim chokim efer koreth. Rabbi Yosi answered, had the pasuk written erus isha uvas bita leisegale, that one should not reveal the erva of a woman and her daughter's daughter, we would say bitra leisegale v'as bita leisegale. These are two lavim and one koreth. The lavim divide the koreth to obligate for each. However, now that the Pasuk says at the end, Loisikach, there is only one lav, and Loisikach teaches that it's through Nisuin. And I should say, Umataima al-Basa Adam lo yisach u'maskuntoit loisach su'kamoyu v'goyimeh, v'oksiv ish asher yorokach kamoyu v'goyimeh, hada'om ha'shnei lavim v'koreth echad, cho'kenes ha'koreth. What's the source that lavim divide the koreth? It says about the Sheren HaMishcha, the anointing oil in Shmoyth Perk Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it shall not be poured upon human flesh, and according to its formula, we shall not make anything like it. And then the next pasuk says, any person who compounds anything like it or puts any of it on a non-koyin, he shall be cut off from his people. And this teaches that two lavim and one koyeth, the lavim divide the koyeth. And we can now jump back to Mem Vav Amud Aleph on the fourth line where we left off, My Taimer de Rabbi Yehuda. My Taimer de Rabbi Yehuda, Leikach, Ish es ishes oviv, which is say v'lo yigal knas oviv zu anusasi. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason to forbid anusas oviv for the woman who is father raped? The pasuk says in Dvarim Perkof Gimel pasuk Aleph, a man should not take his father's wife v'lo yigal knas oviv, nor should he reveal the knaf of his father, which means anusas oviv. Ma mekayim rabbanon knaf. What do rabbanon learn from the word knaf? Taman amrin. The answer is there in Bava they say, but we are unsure in the name of whom, a knaf next to his father, which means Eshes Aviv. The Gemara asks, even without the verse, is he not liable for her for being Eshes Aviv? Rabbila answered, it's for a warning. If they warned him for Eshes Aviv, he receives Malkus if he's liable, and if they warned him for Knaf Aviv, he is like it. Moide Rabbi Yehuda b'Makos, Moide Rabbi Yehuda b'Korban, Moide Rabbi Yehuda shim Kidsha, Tosheba Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda agrees about Korban, and he's not lashed for Anusas Aviv and doesn't bring a Korban for her. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if he was Makadisha, Kedushin takes effect on her. Reb Chagai boy Koimi Reb Yosi Mao Shehi Avlad Mamza Reb Yehuda. Reb Chagai asked Reb Yosi, is the child Mamza according to Reb Yehuda? Amalei LaYavah B'Tzodaka because Shafcha B'Kal Hashem Hifzika Inyan. Reb Yosi answered that the pasuk says, and it's the following pasuk there in pasuk base, a Tzodaka a Kus Shafcha may not enter the assembly of Hashem. Meaning between the pasuk about Anusas Aviv and the pasuk about Mamza, it interrupts. This pasuk is interrupting to teach that it does not make a mamza. The yafsika inyan le inyan eshes av. The Gemara asks, we should say that it interrupted regarding eshes av, which is in the same pasuk with anusas aviv, to teach it does not make a mamza. יש יוצב בכלל כל הרייף, היסב ירצה מכללה ללמד על כל הרייף לממזה. And the Gemara answers, no, Eshazav was in the general rule of all Arayas, and it left the Klal to teach about all the Arayas of Kareth that they make a Mamza. The Teitzei Anusa, that the Klal will call an Einsim Le'esor. The Gemara answers, we should say that Anusa left the Klal to teach about all Anusim of our relatives to forbid them. Eshazav Bechal Kol Arayas, Haisav Yadza Bechlala, Lelamed Al Kol Arayas, Lemamza. Yeslach Meimah, Hocha Anusa Bechlal, Haisav Yadza Bechlala, Lelamed Al Kol Einsim. The Gemara answers, Eishes Av was in the Klal of Arayas, and it left the Klal to teach about all the Arayas for Mamza. Can he say that Anusa was in the Klal and left its Klal to teach about all Einsim? Matetse, Eishes Av, the Talmud Anusasa, asked the Gemara, Eishes Av should leave the Klal to teach about Mamza from all Arayas of Koreth and an Eishes for Anusa. Amalei, im Eishes Av, he eina Anusa, vim Anusa he eina Eishes Av. The answer is no, if she is Eishes Av, means the father's wife, then she's not Anusa. If she's Anusa, she's not Eshes Av. They're totally different, so one can't teach about the other. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Ve'ilu Heina Ne'erogim Haroitzeach V'anche Yanidachas. The following people are beheaded by Beis Din, a murderer and people of an ear Hanidachas. Haroitzeach Shehikes Ve'ilu Ben Be'evim Ben Babarzel Ve'kovash Sholov Ratech HaMayim O Lasech HaOr Ve'in Yochla Alois Misham Omeis Chayev. If Reuben struck Shimon with a rock or iron, or he held him, prevented him from leaving water or a fire, and he died, Reuben is killed. But if he pushed Shimon into water or fire, and Shimon could have left, but he died, Reuben is exempt. Shisabeth HaKeleb, Shisabeth HaNochash Potter. If he incited a dog or snake to bite him, he is exempt. Hishichbeth HaNochash, Reb Yudah Mechayev, Chachamim Poitrim. Reb Yudah says, if he hishich a snake, means he held its head and bore its teeth to bite Shimon, then he's liable, the Chachamim exempt. The Gemara says, "Ksiv ve'im be'even yada she'yomus ba hikol v'yamas moishimas hamakeh roitzeach hu moishimas roitzeach." Over kli eitz yad asher yomus ba hikol v'yamas roitzeach hu moishimas roitzeach. And I should say, "V'hu she'yeh be'even k'dei la'misay ve'eitz k'dei la'misay." The pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hei, pasuk Yud Zayin, if he struck him with a fist-sized stone, which is deadly, and he dies, he's a murderer, and the murderer should be put to death. And the next pasuk Yudches says, or with a fist-sized wooden instrument, which is deadly, and he dies, he's a murderer, and the murderer should be put to death. So the phrase Asher Yamuspa teaches that the rock must be big enough to kill, that the wood must be also proper to kill. Kushubar Edsel Habalzel Enaime Lo Shi Yamuspai Lo Shelo Yamuspai Lafil Tsinayus Katana Tehi Yechala make him go pishta or miktalina. When it comes to iron, though, it doesn't say she yamusbai and not shelo yamusbai. Rather, even a small fork can get inserted into his food pipe, his esophagus, and kill him. And it should say now, kivnu keneged asus, kivnu keneged hachetz, kivnu keneged haroimach, heimidu bitzina, hashoka oisei maim roim, If Reuben placed Shimon where a horse will run into him and Shimon cannot move, or an arrow or spear will strike him, if he stood him up in the cold or put bad water on him, if he removed the roof above him and rain fell on him and killed him, if he opened a stream of water on him and the water came and washed him away, then as though he is liable.